So we are continuing our reading of Canto 8, Chapter 16. We finished with verse 25 yesterday. But all these verses do not have a purport until we come to verse 30. So I will just read and then we will all recite verse 30 together.
Sinivalyamridalipya snayat krodha vidirnaya yadi labhyeta vaishrotasi etam mantra mudirayet.
Translation: if dirt dug up by a boar is available on the day of the dark moon, one should smear this dirt on his body and then bathe in a flowing river. While bathing, one should chant the following mantra. 27.
Tvam devyadi varahena rasaya sthanam icchata udhrittasi namastubhyam papmanam me pranashaya.
Translation: O Mother Earth, you were raised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a boar because of your desiring to have a place to stay. I pray that you kindly vanquish all the reactions of my sinful life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Text 28.
Nivartitatma niyamo devam archet samahitaha archayam sthandile surye jale vanau gurau api.
Translation: thereafter, one should perform his daily spiritual duties and then, with great attention, offer worship to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also to the altar, the sun, water, fire and the spiritual master.
Namastubhyam bhagavate purushaya mahiyase sarvabhuta nivasaya vasudevaya sakshini.
Translation: O Supreme Personality of Godhead, greatest of all, who lives in everyone's heart and in whom everyone lives, O witness of everything, O Vasudev, Supreme and all-pervading person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. And now we come to text 30. Please repeat.
Namo vyaktaya sukshmaya. Pradhana purushaya cha chaturvimshad gunagnyaya gunasankhyana hetave.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Person. Being very subtle, you are never visible to material eyes. You are the knower of the 24 elements, and you are the inaugurator of the Sankhya Yoga system. Purport: Chaturvimshad Guna, the 24 elements, are the 5 gross elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, the 3 subtle elements, mind, intelligence and false ego, the 10 senses, 5 for working and 5 for acquiring knowledge, the 5 sense objects and contaminated consciousness. These are the subject matter of Sankhya Yoga, which was inaugurated by Lord Kapila Dev. This Sankhya Yoga was again propounded by another Kapila, but he was an atheist and his system is not accepted as bona fide. So we have over here the continuation of Kardama Muni teaching his, Kashyapa Muni teaching his wife Aditi, the mother of the demigods, the process of Payovrata worship. She's appealing, "My sons are not there. I cannot see them. I want them restored to their position. Please help me. Show me the way." So Kashyap Muni is giving her the process of how to worship the Lord. He's teaching her all these different prayers and mantras by which to please the Supreme Lord. So that is the conversation that is happening over here. And he tells her to worship the Lord in this way. I worship you, the Supreme Lord. You are subtle. You are never visible to material eyes. But you are the knower of the 24 elements and you are the inaugurator of the Sankhya Yoga system. Now what are these 24 elements? Krishna is explaining all this to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. In the very second chapter, I think. No, seventh chapter. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. These constitute my separated material energies. So Krishna is explaining step by step how the spirit soul is entangled in the different aspects of the material energy. So this body is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, but there's also a subtle body, which is mind, intelligence, and false ego. We cannot see this, but it's there, right? The very fact that you're thinking, you're acting, you're perceiving, you're doing things means your senses are interacting with sense objects. Information is coming through the eyes, through the ears, through the mouth, through the brain, and all these things come inside. We process it and then we act or we don't act. We think, we don't think. So all this is the interaction between the material energy and us. But the soul has nothing to do with the material energy. You see? So why we are trying to understand this? Because we are trying to get out of the entanglement of the material energy. So let's go again. So these are the eight, then the 10 senses, 5 for working. What are the working senses? The voice, the hands, the legs, the evacuating organs, and the genitals. What are the 5 knowledge acquiring senses? How do we get knowledge? We use our eyes, use our ears, right? The tongue, touch, eyes, ears, nose, smell, yes, the tongue and touch. So, skin, rather. So these are the for acquiring knowledge. And what are the 5 sense objects? What is very alluring to us? We see something, our eyes get attracted to it. A nice shopping manual. What is that they advertise, you know? They send it to you in the mail, whether you like it or not, right? You get all these catalogs, you know, expensive sweaters and shawls and brooches and bracelets. And they all come at you, isn't it? And what happens to our eyes? Woo, this is so nice. I want to get this. Yeah, I want this shawl. Oh, it looks so beautiful with my gopi skirt. Right? You know, this is how advertising allures people to buy things they may not even need. So the eyes, the ears, ooh, nice music, rock and roll. I think I'll go and hang out at that pub there. They have a nice, you know, collection of really great music. Makes me want to dance all the time. So this is how the ear gets allured. Tongue, I want to taste so many nice things, isn't it? This taste, oh, that restaurant, you know that new restaurant which is opened there? It's vegan. Yesterday when we were on Harinam, one lady was talking to me and she's saying, you know, this new restaurant, are you with those people? You know, it's called Mandala, it's vegan. I said, no, we have nothing to do with restaurant. We have our Radha Govinda's restaurant and we are quite happy with that. It's Mahaprasadam and that's it. Oh, it's very good. I said, okay, nice. Why don't you come and try a Radha Govinda? So the tongue, the eyes, the ears, the skin, and then the smell. Perfumes. Let me go to the store. There are so many different perfumes and so many different creams and so many different, I don't know, so many things all ready to capture us. Right? So this is what we have to fight against, dear spirit souls. This is the entanglement which keeps us in this material energy all the time, looking for gratification. The senses are always alluring us. Buy this, get this, acquire this, own this, possess this. But this perpetuates our material existence. It keeps us in the bodily concept of life of me and mine. I am the enjoyer. I am the proprietor. I am the controller. But what is the reality? Only Krishna is the controller, only Krishna is the proprietor, and only Krishna is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. So, satisfying the senses of Krishna is spiritual life. Not satisfying our own senses, because if we do that, we are only going to get more and more entangled. So, you might say, what am I supposed to do? Live like a yogi on love and fresh air? No, you need to eat. You need food. So that's why we have Krishna Prasadam. Swa Prasadana Dhilo Bhai, Se Anamrita Pao, Radha Krishna Gunagao. Premedako Chaitanya Nitai, Jai Nimai, Jai Nitai. We say that every time, right? Sharira Vidya Jal. My dear Lord, you are so kind. You are providing very nice, tasty prasadam to satisfy the tongue, which is so voracious and most difficult to control. So Krishna is very compassionate towards our struggles in this material world. And he's always giving you nice things so that your eyes, your ears, your tongue, taste, everything will be nicely satisfied in bhakti yoga. Every morning you get the nice flower. That is offered to the Lord, isn't it? We get nice Krishna prasadam. We get to hear the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Our eyes get to see the beautiful form of Panchatattva. Every time the curtain opens, it's like, Chantaran, Govindam, Adipurusham. Isn't it? When we were little children, we used to go to the movie theater and the sound and the lights and everything would come and the curtains would open and then there would be all this, you know, oh, so-and-so is acting, so-and-so. But here, we have the best of the best right here, Krishna. And he's inviting us to come back in the spiritual world to be with him. So when the curtains open, we see the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Shivas, beautifully decorated. It's a festival for the eyes, as Tabal Krishna Maharaj said, isn't it? You see the gorgeous jewelry, you see the anklets, you see the bracelets, you see the earrings, you see the necklaces, you see the garlands, beautifully made with love and devotion. You see all this flower vase arrangement. You see the cows. Huh? Isn't that beautiful? And it transports you to the real world. This world is actually just a reflection. It's a perverted reflection where the objects and sense objects constantly up and down, up and down. We have done this millions of times. We have taken birth and we have engaged our senses, taken birth again, engaged our senses. We have done this millions of times. Now it's time to go back home. Enough of this cycle of birth and rebirth. Enough. Both ho gaya, as we say in India. Both ho gaya means this is too much. Enough. So how do we get through this? We engage our senses in purifying ourselves and satisfying Krishna's senses. So in bhakti yoga, we have best sense gratification. We have the nicest prasadam. We have the most beautiful form of the Lord to see. We have devotees to be with and to have the six loving exchanges. Yes? Right here, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we know who is God, most important. Who is God? Krishna! Haribol! Good, good. Everyone is awake. So, We are so blessed. We are blessed by the best. Now this other Sankhya Yoga system propounded by Kapila Dev, another Kapila Dev, he is an imposter. And he is totally atheistic. That is why we rejected as not bona fide. Because he also talks of the material elements, he also talks of the soul, and he gives up some process by which the soul can get out of the entanglement of the material energy, but he does not talk about God. No mention of Krishna. So we just reject this, because without Krishna, we cannot make it. Not possible. In fact, Krishna says, Daivi hi esha gunamayi, mama maya duratyaya, maam eva ya prapandante, mayam itam tharantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is very difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. And Srila Prabhupada describes that the vast ocean of material existence becomes reduced to the size of a tiny hoof print of a calf. So small. Even a child can step over it. So you see how wonderful the system of bhakti yoga is. We get to purify ourselves. We get engagement for our senses, and in the end, we get to go back home to be with Krishna. Hari Bol! The most wonderful process of bhakti yoga has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And so we reject all these atheistic philosophies which do not accept the presence and the existence of God. Without God, there is nothing. Because everything exists in God and everything is coming from God. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. In the 10th chapter of Bhakti Yoga, I think it's verse 10 maybe. Yes, 10 I think. Oh no, 10:8. There are four nutshell verses as they are described. And so there Krishna declares, emphatically, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So sorry, I'm having a little bit of a cold here. So, when Krishna is saying, the wise who perfectly know this worship me with all their hearts, what is he saying? Come back to me by worshipping me. Moksha shami masuchaha. Don't worry. Aham sar, what is that other word? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha shami masuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. See how reassuring Krishna is. Because spirit souls, we are so tangled with this material energy. We are tathastha shakti. We are marginal energy. Sometimes we are in Krishna's, most of the times in Maya. Bahiranga shakti is the external energy, the material energy of the Lord. Antaranga Shakti is the internal, spiritual energy of the Lord. Ladini Shakti of the Lord. And we are the marginal energy. Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful description of the ocean and the shoreline. Sometimes the waters of the ocean cover the shore and sometimes they recede. So like this, the living entity can be covered with the material energy or be in the spiritual energy. We want to be in the spiritual energy. How do we do that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Krishna, understanding that it is very difficult for souls in this age of Kali to engage in some heavy tapasya or some great pujas and great sacrifices. We just don't have that capacity. We're just not capable of it. And what to speak of the ingredients today? You can see all around, everything is polluted, contaminated, diluted. You go and buy a packet of turmeric, half of it is mixed up with some yellow colored flour of some sort. It's not even pure turmeric powder. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, you buy the spices and you grind the powder. Don't buy powdered spices, because they mix up so much things with it. Today everything is like that, isn't it? You go to buy anything, you never get the pure product. Everything is contaminated. Water is contaminated, air is contaminated, food is contaminated, our consciousness is contaminated. How on earth we are going to do any pujas and samskaras? It's very difficult. So Lord Chaitanya said, let's make it easy. I'm never tired of saying this. Let's make it simple. Keep it simple, spirit soul. Chant, dance, take prasadam. Then engage in some service. When you get hungry, take some more prasadam. Chant, dance, take some more prasadam. Engage in service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, you can eat your way back to Godhead. This is such a wonderful process. Very joyful. Su sukham kartum avyayam. In the 9th chapter of the Gita, Krishna explains, Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram idamuttamam Pratyakshavagamam dharmam Susukham kartum avyayam. This is a very joyful process. This is the king of education. Rajavidya. You have come to the highest of the highest of the high. PhD, everyone here. PhD in Bhakti Yoga. This is the real education. You go in the outside world, people do not know the difference between matter and spirit. They are in such ignorance. They may be big, big professor in big, big university, and they don't know the simplest thing. What is the difference between matter and spirit? This is real education. So we are very privileged. We are very fortunate that we have come to Bhakti Yoga. So we want to take this process seriously. We want to engage in the process seriously. We want to study the scriptures very seriously so that we know what we are doing. Supposing someone comes and challenges us. Okay? Simon Prabhu, what are you doing in this temple? I just see you with your hands jumping up and down like this, singing some songs, wearing some bed sheets. What are you doing whole day long? Go out, get a job, make some money. When you grow old, you'll regret this. Right? Isn't this what people say? Huh? What are you doing over here? Stitching clothes? Huh? What is this? Stitching clothes? You're going to make money out of this? So the whole point is, we must know why we are doing. Then we will have conviction. So that when the outside world tells us all these things, we will be able to answer, I am aiming for eternal life. I am aiming to go back home. I don't want to take birth here again and again and again. You do all this stuff. No problem. You go on. Go get your house and swimming pool and car and big, you know, all, you do all those things, no problem. Jai, Panchatattva Bhagwan ki jai. I will just be a simple, humble devotee. I will just do worship like our Devendra Prabhu here. He's completely absorbed in Panchatattva Seva, right? How we can do this day after day after day, week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year after year, if we are not getting some ruchi, sweet taste? How is it possible? Now the whole world is looking for this taste, dear spirit souls, and they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue as to where there is real happiness and real joy and real love and real taste. But we have it here. So we must act with conviction. We must understand why we are doing what we are doing, so that when the opposition comes, we will be able to explain to them, this is why I'm chanting. This is why I'm dancing. This is why I'm stitching DT outfit. This is why I'm waving these candles and incense and this. What is this you're doing? You know, just like this all. This is the worship of the Lord. prescribed in the Shastra. That is why we have incense, we have lamp, we have flower, we have water, we have cloth. Why we have these things? Because this is the prescribed form of deity worship. And we honor the Supreme Personality of Godhead by giving the best of everything. Right? So we give nice bhog, we make nice flower garlands, we decorate with beautiful jewelry, we make nice ikebana, we offer beautiful little paraphernalia, deer and cows and elephants and so many nice things, peacocks and everything, because we are replicating what is there in the spiritual world. Right? Krishna loves the cows. Krishna loves his peacocks. Krishna loves the elephant. Krishna loves all his creatures. So, we are honoring all of God's creation right here on the altar. And by offering all these things, what happens to our heart? It becomes softer and softer and softer. And our hearts become filled with love for all creatures. That's why Vaishnav is merciful even to an ant. You don't step on ants and we take them outside and leave them, right? But before we came to Krishna consciousness, what we thought of ants, step on them. They're there to be stepped on. See, this is the cruelty man is capable of because he doesn't have knowledge, ignorance. And the whole world now in Kali Yuga is filled with all this ignorance. So we want to rise, arise, awake, spirit soul, and stop not till the goal is reached. And what is the goal? Prema Pumartho Mahan, pure love for Krishna, which is there in everyone's heart. It's not an artificial thing. It is there in your heart and his heart. And in fact, all living entities have pure love for God. It's there in the ant, the grasshopper, the millipede, the centipede, the elephant, the whale, but it's covered by their animal consciousness. For them, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that's it. But we in the human form of life can rise above this, use our superior intelligence to get out of the entanglement of that poor spirit soul which is helplessly going like a passenger, you know. You've seen that beautiful picture, right? The chariot, the five senses, the driver, the reins, and the spirit soul sitting as a passenger. Where does our soul want to go? Back to Krishna. So we don't want to be helplessly pulled this way and that way by the senses. We want to be in a state where we are controlling the senses. Not Godas or Godasi, but Goswami, controller of the mind and senses. And the best way to control the mind and senses is to engage in Bhakti Yoga. And the essence of our Bhakti Yoga is what? Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The more we chant, the more we are purified. The more we chant, the more we become happy. The more we chant, the more we come back to our original constitutional position, because the spirit soul is chanting 24 hours a day. I've said this before. You want to hear this little incident of Srila Prabhupada? Would you like to hear? Okay. So Srila Prabhupada was at his writing desk, you know, he was writing some important things down. And one of the early disciples, he was very curious about Srila Prabhupada's, you know, chanting. So he was walking up and down and finally he mustered up the courage and he asked, Srila Prabhupada, I have a question. So Srila Prabhupada put his pen down, he took off his glasses and he said, yes? Srila Prabhupada, are you chanting all the time? So Srila Prabhupada said, come here. Come here. Put your ear to my back. So the disciple put his ear to Srila Prabhupada's back. And he heard, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada's soul was simply engaged in chanting Hare Krishna, and the disciple could hear it by putting his ear to his to Srila. So Srila Prabhupada convinced him, I'm chanting all the time. And Srila Prabhupada said, there was never a time when I forgot Krishna. Never. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha. He's come from the spiritual world, so he's always in Krishna consciousness. There's no question of him being contaminated by the material energy, pure devotee. So our soul is actually chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours. Actually, that's how everyone is in the spiritual world. So we want to increase our taste for the holy name, get a sweet taste for chanting. We want to move from Namaprad to Namabhas to Shuddhanam. Right? We want to get rid of the offenses. We want to get rid of inattention. And we want to come more and more into consciousness of Krishna. What is Krishna consciousness? It's consciousness of Krishna. And we will become more and more conscious of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. So we must focus our attention on pure chanting of the holy name. This is essential. Carefully avoiding the 10 offenses to the holy name, carefully avoiding offenses to the Vaishnavas, to the Jiva souls, to anyone. Vaishnav does not give anxiety even to an ant. So how careful we must be in our dealings. As Srila Prabhupada said, who is a Vaishnav? He or she is a perfect gentleman or gentle lady. So how we must try to acquire these good qualities of a Vaishnav, so that we can qualify to go back to the spiritual world. And that will come by our chanting. The more our chanting becomes pure, the more we will get purified. Yes? So we want to chant with great attention, devotion, surrender, calling out to Krishna like a child calling out to its mother. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as we chant, we will slowly begin to see the form of the Lord in our minds, in our hearts. As we chant, we'll be able to see the form, the name, the form, the qualities and the pastimes of the Lord in your heart. Srila Prabhupada said, you will have a spiritual television in your heart. Yes, because the heart will become so pure that the Lord will be happy to come and perform his pastimes in our heart. So imagine how much work we have to do, right? A lot of cleaning, huh? Cheto darpana marjanam. Last, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy, all these dirty things have to go, right? Get cleared out. So then we will have a clean heart so that Krishna can come and stay in our heart. And once Krishna comes, we capture him. Imprison him. Keep him here. No going anywhere now, Krishna. I've captured you. Like this. So the way to capture Krishna is through bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Only by devotional service am I to be known. And Krishna loves when we chant. Radharani loves it when we chant. So the more we chant, the better for us. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Constantly we should be working on improving our chanting. This is where our focus must be. Because as we chant, we are going to get more and more purified. As we chant, we are going to make less and less offenses. As we chant, we are going to become more and more expert in whatever seva we are doing, and we are going to get qualified to go back to Krishna. So thank you all for listening so patiently to a very long lecture. on Krishna Conscious Philosophy. So we will now open up for comments, questions, corrections.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the inspiring lecture. I'd like to ask you something about this Varnashram system.
Mm-hmm.
How it is? Is it that there are different level of consciousness, or every level is, can reach the highest point? I mean, to go back to Godhead.
It's not exactly related to our lecture, but it's a very nice question. Yes, everyone, whatever their varna, whatever their ashram, can attain the highest state of perfection. Srila Prabhupada says, we don't bar anyone. The cobbler can come. The carpenter can come. The fisherman can come. The professor can come. Anyone can come to our temple and learn the process of bhakti yoga and attain the greatest perfection. In fact, there are many, many, many stories of great saints who were born in very humble families. Very humble. Potter, Gora Kumbhar, is a very famous saint called Gora Kumbhar. He was a potter. He was only making little clay pots. But great devotee of the Lord. Very great devotee of the Lord. So like this, there are many, many instances of very simple, very humble devotees of the Lord. Tukaram. Tukaram is a great saint of Maharashtra. He composed many abhangs or songs in praise of Lord Vitthala. He came from a very simple, very humble background. Very poor. Very, very poor. They didn't even have enough food to eat. That poor they were. But he was a great devotee of the Lord. His story is also very nice. And I'm sure in the Christian tradition, you may also know, in the Western world, you may be knowing so many other saints. So there is no bar. Anybody, whatever their varna, whatever their ashram, has a right to practice bhakti yoga and attain the highest perfection. The story of Gora Kumbhar is very, very, amazing. Gora Kumbhar was always in trance, singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He was so much in trance that once he was stepping on clay. He was stepping on the clay to soften it, moving it with his feet up and down, up and down. And his wife was somewhere and he had a little baby who was a crawling toddler. And there was a big lump of clay and he was stamping on it and he was singing the glories of the Lord. He did not realize that little crawling baby had come up to the clay and was trying to play with it and trying to, He did not know anything. He was just singing and singing and singing. The baby, he stamped on the baby, mixed it up with the clay and still singing. And finally, his wife comes. Where is the baby? The baby has not come crying for milk. What has happened? And she comes there. The baby is dead. She is devastated. She is beside herself. She says, what have you done? Is your devotion for the Lord so much that you are unaware of your own baby? And he comes out of his trance and he sees, oh my God, my baby is dead. I have stamped on my baby in my... And he really prays to the Lord, and the Lord restores the baby's life. He's such a great devotee. He's known as Gora Kumbhar. Very famous. Even Tukaram, he was tortured so much. So much was done to him by the caste Brahmanas. Because he wasn't from such a, elevated caste. And at one point they told him, you are not authorized to write all these hymns and bhajans. Who are you? Throw all of them in the river. So he was surrendered. Says, my Lord, if this is what you want me to do, I will do it. So he throws everything. I think it is Saraswati. I don't remember the name of the river. And he's just sitting there on the banks crying and saying, I will still sing your glories no matter what you do to me. And he's sitting there on the bank, he's singing. And after 3 days, that river goddess comes floating up to the surface with all the papers intact, untouched by water, and gives it back to him. How is this possible? miracle, isn't it? The Lord, He was so moved by His devotion and His surrender, nothing happened to all those abhangs He had written. The goddess came and gave it back to Him. And when all the villagers saw it, they were aghast. And they proclaimed, this is a saint. How can this miracle happen? And in the end, the whole village saw that a plane has come from Vaikuntha to come and take Him back to the spiritual world. This is recorded in the history of that village. That Tukaram climbed onto the plane, the celestial plane, took Him back to the spiritual world. This actually happened. Very great saint, Tukaram. Sadbuj Prabhu? Is that okay, Janava? Are you happy with the answer? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, Prabhu. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Just a practical point and question. Like example, when we reach some level, when we have taste, even little, for holy name, we have enthusiasm also. And we have desire to improve, to continue, to think about everything. But in fact, if we don't have a taste of holy name, we don't have even enthusiasm to improve it, I think. So how to deal with that? Practical, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In the beginning stages especially, it's very hard to have any enthusiasm or any taste. You think, what is all this, you know, chant all the time. Come on, let me get up and do something. What is this chanting, you know? Especially in the beginning stages, we don't have taste because tongue is like the jaundiced person. We are so much afflicted with materialism. This is our real disease that we have no taste for the holy name. So what is the antidote? To sit with those who have acquired taste for the holy name and chant in their association. This is the antidote to overcome apathy. Audasinya, jadya, vikshepa. These are the three things which cause inattention. Audasinya is apathy or indifference to the holy name. So we overcome this by sitting next to Tulsi Maharani because she is a pure devotee of the Lord. And we sit next to her, just like Haridas Thakur sat in front of Tulsi Maharani. We sit in the association of devotees who are keen on chanting, and we try to chant in the early morning Brahma Muhurta hours after doing nice prayers to the spiritual master, to the Lord, like that. So we follow a process whereby we can get some taste, because by engaging in the process properly, slowly, slowly, little by little, we will overcome the indifference that we now have to the holy name, and we will get little taste for the holy name. So application, we must continue to try, we must continue to apply the process, and little by little we will start getting some taste for the holy name. We must strenuously avoid the offenses to chanting. Vikshepa is distraction, because when we sit down to chant, the laundry list starts in our mind. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to go here, I have to do that. So overcoming distraction. And jadya. Jadya is laziness. I want to sleep. Oh my gosh, this chanting is too much. Let me take rest now. I've done half a round, so at least for half a round I must take rest. This is our mentality. So we have to work hard to overcome this indifference. Because so many lifetimes we have turned away from Krishna. We have turned our back to Krishna. We are now trying to turn toward Krishna. The neck is very stiff. Because it's stiff with turning away from Krishna. Crack, crack, crack. You have to get it to turn towards Krishna. like a door, you know, which is, you know, stuck on its hinges. We have to get it moving towards Krishna. So it's like, come on. So yes, it's hard work. That is why chanting is the hardest work you will ever do in your life. Chanting is the hardest work you will ever do in your life, because it's controlling the mind and bringing it to the sound of Krishna's name is the most difficult thing to do with our Kali Yuga minds. Very difficult. But Krishna is very kind. He will help. Don't worry. Keep going. Keep going, spirit soul. You are on a roll. Krishna's lotus feet are the goal. Don't give up. Is that all right?
Yes, for sure. Thank you. From this story about Prabhupada and how he keep chanting all the time, what is for us actually a point? Is that like example that we should one day after purification could do the same or be able to do it?
Yes, this is
what
the goal.
What is the point actually?
Yes. Ultimately, we should come or at least try to come to the point where we are chanting 24 hours a day, even in sleep. There are devotees who are doing that, by the way. So our soul actually is chanting, but we are covered over. So the more we get an opportunity to chant, we must chant. Take advantage of Ekadashi. On Ekadashi, minimize everything else. Come and sit down and chant. Do nothing else. Today, I'm going to chant for Krishna. Focus on nothing else except we start with small steps. So at least let's begin on Ekadashi. If you're chanting 16 rounds, start 17. Actually, Prabhupada said, real chanting begins with the 17th round. Real chanting. So, if you're chanting 10 rounds, decide to chant 12. If you're chanting 16, let's go to 17 and 18. Actually, when you start chanting, you will naturally one day be attracted to more chanting. It will happen automatically. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, what do you get from chanting? Prabhupada said, more chanting. So it will happen automatically. Huh? What is Narasimha Seva Prabhu saying? Aha! You get more chanting. That's right. It's the nature of the soul to chant. So we want to chant more. So we try to take opportunities. Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi. Nothing to do. Can't eat, can't drink. Sit and chant. Ekadashi decide. I'm going to chant extra rounds today. Actually, Prabhupada said minimum on Ekadashi is 25 rounds. So let's try to step up our spiritual life by doing a little something. Because when we take one step towards Krishna, Krishna takes many, many steps towards us. Right? So our endeavor every day should be, how can I get rid of one bad habit at least? And try to acquire one good habit at least. So constantly we are trying to upgrade ourselves, as they say, right? So try to make a little effort and Krishna will reciprocate. Don't worry. Is that okay? Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.